HMH Audio presents The Animals at Lockwood Manor, written by Jane Healy, read by Sarah Lambie.
Prologue. Large houses are difficult to keep an eye on, to control, my mother used to tell me, looking fraught and harried, before bustling out of the room to find the housekeeper or the butler or the tweeny maid to demand a full reckoning of what was happening in the far corners of the house. Lockwood Manor had 4 floors, 6 sets of stairs, and 92 rooms, and she wanted to know what was happening in each of them at all times. It was the not knowing that seemed to concern her most. But she had a long list of specific fears, too. Mold that squatted behind large pieces of furniture. Rotten window frames that let in an unwholesome breeze. Mice that had gnawed a home in a sofa. Loose floorboards whose nails had pricked their way free in the heat or the cold. Wires that sparked and spat. Birds that had nested in a wardrobe in some forgotten servant's room, scratching the walls with their claws. Damp that had bled through a gap in the roof tiling. A carpet that was being feasted upon by hungry moths. Pipes that rattled their way to bursting. And a silt flood that slithered ever closer to the basement. For my grandmother, who had grown up in the time when every task had a servant assigned to it, when calling for tea necessitated the maneuvering of a veritable regiment, it was the servants she suspected. They were lazy, slapdash in their work, prone to stealing. They spent their time idling and daydreaming and making mischief.